Before a group of several dozen supporters in downtown Flagstaff, Ann Kirkpatrick's first words were to thank her primary opponent, Winona Bonale Baldinegro.
She was a real inspiration to many of us, and I know her supporters are very proud of how she's done. We now want to unite as Democrats because we are going to be running against Jonathan Payton.
Payton also swept the Republican candidates in CD1, carrying more than 60% of the vote. Kirkpatrick is trying to retake the congressional seat she lost to Paul Gosar 2 years ago, but this year Representative Gosar decided to run in District 4. According to the most recent Federal Election Commission reports, Kirkpatrick has outraised the Republican nominee by more than $800,000. But as she told her supporters last night, she expects more money to flow into the state.
We know that the National Republican Party, the super PACs, are going to be putting a lot of money into this race, and so I need you to stand with me.
Kirkpatrick says she's going to focus on jobs, renewable energy, and protecting seniors as her campaign gears up for the general election in November. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Mark Beavis.